The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. A lot to go on in the sports world, as we all know. Man, oh man, college football. Jeff, what can you say about what you saw with the Ohio State Buckeyes and Oklahoma Sooners? I'm sure it wasn't what you were expecting, but we got an unbelievable occurrence out of Oklahoma, something they don't normally do, which is play well in a big-time game, especially on the road. They get it done at the Horseshoe. I was very impressed with Baker Mayfield, and I was just impressed with Oklahoma in general, man. Just a very strong showing out of them, 100%. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that Ohio State didn't just go in there and win that game by default. Baker Mayfield definitely cut up that defense. And, you know, Urban Meyer's got a tough mountain to climb if he wants to get back to where he was in 2016 and 2014, and that's the college football playoff.
Yeah, going to be tough, man. Obviously, going down to Oklahoma the way that they did. Some other games, obviously, in college football as well. It is the first week of the NFL, man. That's all I can say, and we're obviously going to get into that big time. Lots of storylines, lots of good stuff to talk about, so keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. Addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK.
But if want to fly somewhere, looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
On the road to start the year, conference game really being tested. Campbell across the middle. Paris Campbell got the big time speed. There he goes.
And Campbell right in front of us. Watch out, guys.
He's
here
gone.
He goes. Whoa. Paris Campbell gone. Remember, he missed it earlier. Now he brings it home.
74 yards and one step, he was gone.
There's a different gear when he's able to get his hands on the football. He looks around, he realizes right away he's got a chance to take it to the house, and he does.
And here's the guy that's got to feel so good right now, Paris Campbell. After that missed opportunity was off his hands earlier, he turns on the Jets in
and
open
nobody
space.
Nobody wanted to see that probably more from the JT Barrett, Urban Meyer, to watch him make a play like this. Guy's been around for a long time. He's a tremendous athlete. St. Vincent, St. Mary product. Probably the best athlete on the team.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so you just heard the clips. Obviously, we're going to get back into some college football. And looking around, like I said, Oklahoma 31-16 over Ohio State. Alabama obviously gets it done over Fresno State 41-10. Another good game with Clemson and Auburn 14-6. Clemson gets that one done. And I think some people thought that Auburn could get that one done. And it was a very good competitive football game. Don't get me wrong. It was solid. I liked watching that one. Penn State 33-14 over Pittsburgh. USC here in the Pac-12 for you and I, Jeff, 42-24 over Stanford. Washington rolls over Montana. Michigan beats Cincinnati. Wisconsin beats Florida Atlantic. Georgia beats Notre Dame, and that was a fun game to watch. I don't know if you happened to catch that one, but I thought that was a pretty exciting football game. Georgia makes a big play at the end of the game, getting a sack, and then obviously runs out the clock. Did you catch most of those games that I just threw out there?
I caught most of them. Of course, the college football scheduling gods really screwed this up. There were just no games of note I'm speaking in Eastern time here, at noon and 3:30. It was just garbage after garbage after garbage. I'm trying to find a competitive game. Thought I found something somewhat competitive in Western Michigan, but you really had to wait until 7 o'clock or 4 o'clock here on the West Coast where we broadcast from to really see any good football. And you put four games on top of each other, so it was really hard to keep an eye on all four games. But I thought that Ohio State and Oklahoma definitely the meat and potatoes of the bunch. I think that there's some clarity in what direction the Oklahoma Sooner program is going under Lincoln Riley, and maybe some complacency for Ohio State under Urban Meyer at this point. Maybe they can only go as far as JT Barrett will take them, and you're in a situation where he's done so much for your program, it's hard to take one of these young kids like Dwayne Haskins or Tate Martell, who are both blue chip recruits that came into the program and stuck with the program despite the fact that JT Barrett had eligibility left. So a lot of regrouping for Ohio State. I thought that we saw some of the struggle against Indiana, and then we definitely saw it against Oklahoma. But a lot of credit to Oklahoma. Couldn't tell much from their opener against UTEP. And they went into Columbus, and they avenged that victory from a year ago. Maybe they're going in a different direction with the younger offensive-minded Lincoln Riley.
Well, and people usually say that there's no defense in the Big 12, and they went out there and they shut down a pretty potent offensive team from Ohio State, and they only put up 16 points. The life of Riley, man, you got to think it's pretty good right now, taking over for Bob Stoops, who was at the game. I thought that was pretty cool. Obviously, you know, his son is there too, but, and it's fun watching him, man, in the booth. All the emotions, man. He's like, it's like he's literally out on the field playing with those guys. So I was excited to see Oklahoma play well in a big time game, Jeff, to be honest with you. And I know you're an Ohio State fan and everything, but.
Well, I'm from Ohio. I grew up on the Buckeyes, but, you know, college football, and I saw this when I was watching New Mexico State and Arizona State, is, you know, most of the people boo these kids, and they are. You know, I'm 39 years old, so I look these kids in the eye, and they have the privilege of going to school based on their skill set in football, and I appreciate that across the board. So my fandom in college football is that these kids get to go out there and get the opportunity to get an education and to continue playing beyond high school. My fandom in college football really doesn't extend that far beyond just making sure that the games are played cleanly.
Look, I'll tell you what, and that's good. And the bottom line is, I said to you yesterday, you know, you shot me a message after the game or whatever, and I said, Baker Mayfield is going to be the Heisman Trophy winner. You can, like, wrap it up already. And
There's a kid in Louisville, Kentucky that might have a thing or two to say about that.
I don't disagree, but the bottom line is Baker Mayfield, another very outstanding performance, 27 of 35, 386 yards, 3 touchdowns, and I think most importantly, no interceptions. You know, I mean, that's always kind of been a little bit of a knock on him, is that he's forcing plays and whatnot. But I think he's really shown a lot of maturity. And if I'm Baker Mayfield, I would request that I play every game on the road, because he's 10-0 in road starts for Oklahoma. And he completes like 71% of his passes with 35 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions, and a 300.4 passing yards per game. So the bottom line is, my point is, this guy plays really well on the road, and he's very comfortable on the road, which I think is pretty good when you think about what's to come for them throughout the season, beating Ohio State, putting themselves in a great position now to obviously have a good chance to get themselves to a national title opportunity to be in that playoff. So you got to like that. What'd you think of Clemson, man? I was pretty impressed. Look, their kid gets hurt. Kelly Bryant gets hurt early, avoiding a big time injury, kind of. And then he goes out there, has a couple of good plays for them, and they get the victories 14-6. Defense is pretty stout there in Clemson as well. So something that Alabama may have to pay attention to.
Yeah, but we don't have that conversation for a long time down the road. You know, bring it back to Oklahoma really quick. You know, I heard a story of Ohio State fans and Oklahoma fans meshing before the game, and they basically said to each other, this is an Oklahoma fan speaking, is that we're not Michigan and you're not Texas, so this doesn't have to be bitter. But thinking of the Texas Longhorns, first year for Tom Herman, disappointing start against Maryland. They go out there and they crush the competition. Maryland takes care of business against FCS Towson. I'm wondering what kind of competition Oklahoma is going to see in the Big 12, if it even extends outside of their state, because Oklahoma State looked pretty good. Granted, they were playing South Alabama. I'm wondering if the Big 12 will be strong enough that Ohio State win is going to carry water, or if Oklahoma is going to have to go undefeated the rest of the way, just like their counterparts in Ohio State that lost on Saturday night.
Oh, no, I think they absolutely have to go undefeated. I think when you think about being in the college playoff, your first goal should be, hey, I've got to be undefeated, especially, you know, if you're like 5, 6, 7 right in there, kind of on the outside looking in. That's the only way that you guarantee yourself a potential spot in the playoff, because we've seen it before where teams have gotten somewhat snubbed or screwed, if you want to say it, because they had that one loss and a particular team didn't have a loss, but strength of schedule, we all know how that all goes. But the bottom line is that, I think, you know, what you see right now is maybe not what you're going to see come December, obviously when things mean a lot more as far as the college polls and as far as the national title goes with the four teams that get selected for that. So I don't know, man. I just, like you said, I think I want to see good games. I want to see competitive games. And I also thought it was interesting that we saw those four games – somewhat all kicking off right around the same time. They could have spaced them out a little bit differently because then you could have showcased each of these games, but it wasn't meant to be. I think they kind of like wanted all these games to somehow be in primetime, and it was very difficult for you to have eyes just on one game particularly.
Oh, I thought everybody shot themselves in the foot with the ratings. I mean, put that Notre Dame-Georgia game on at 3:30 Eastern time and everybody's watching it. I think it fell to third or fourth place considering the other games that run against it on Fox and ABC.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. I think it was just a really difficult scheduling for all of them. A lot of good top matchups. You want to kind of get all those guys out there to showcase. But I was flipping back and forth, man. That's all I could do is I just kept kind of flipping back and forth. And truth be told, some of those games got a little bit out of hand, so you didn't really have to pay as much attention to certain games. And I found myself watching, you know, Notre Dame a little bit more. I found myself watching Clemson a little bit more than Ohio State, for instance. So anyways, man, just a lot to talk about in the sports world. There is a ton of things going on. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can hit us up. And then obviously get on us at Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back. Just keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich.
Listening to Dorf on Sports.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
In the air to left toward the wall, back is
Bam! And ring your bell! Josh Bell, the rookie, walks it off with a three-run opposite field home run. Buccos win it 5-2.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so obviously we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little baseball right now. And Jeff, man, oh, man. Man, oh, man, my friend. 17 straight for your Cleveland Indians, the hottest team in baseball by far. When the D-backs were riding that winning streak, they had obviously Cleveland to contend with, so they weren't the hottest team when they had that 13-game streak, and they've lost it since. They've obviously lost two in a row now, which is disappointing when you're playing the San Diego Padres, but that's beside the point. I do want to give a little bit of love to the Cleveland Indians with that 17-game winning streak, and not only have they done that, Jeff, they put themselves in position to potentially have the best record in all of the American League. So congratulations, my friend. They're playing great baseball, and it looks like this team is ready to go to the postseason once again and be very, very successful. Maybe this year they get it done for you, buddy.
Yeah, you know, to touch on the Diamondbacks, because they are right here in our backyard in the Valley of the Sun. Yeah. What a run for them. You know, I think that they distanced themselves in the wild card hunt. A bittersweet ending, you know, coming up short against the San Diego Padres on Friday night. And then the biggest blown save in franchise history, 7-2 lead going into the bottom of the ninth. The bullpen can't hang on. It wasn't all Rodney. It was a collaborative effort. And, you know, let's hope that they can bounce back from that, because I think that the Dodgers had problems bouncing back from Rich Hill's perfect game and no hitter being spoiled so late. Losers of nine straight, swept twice in that stretch by their division rival, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They had quite the cushion. So the Dodgers should be OK. But, you know, suddenly you've got Cleveland coming up behind. And maybe
Hold on one sec. Since you said that about the D-backs and the Dodgers, right? And you and I, we've been on the same page about this the whole year. I'm just going to throw this what-if scenario, right? So they were 22 games out, 21 games out or whatever. They're now 10 games out. Let's just say, for instance, that the D-backs did not go through that terrible stretch that they went through, right, when the Dodgers were absolutely crushing things. If they could have somehow kept it, like, around 10 games instead of it being 20-some-odd games, right, we'd be looking at an unbelievable race right now. The D-backs would be, like, 5 games back, maybe even less, and we'd have ourselves an unbelievable pennant race or division race, I'm sorry, for the National League West between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. I'm just saying a what-if scenario. It's too bad that they fell so far behind. They did an amazing job to cut it down to 10 is my point, but just imagine what could have been if they didn't go through that terrible stretch when the Dodgers were like 44 and 7 or something through that 51-game stretch.
Right, and it's hard to go back and find a group of 9 losses prior to that 44-7 stretch. I think that it's not so much about the Diamondbacks coming down to earth from time to time as much as it was the Dodgers playing on cloud 9 for such a long period of time. But, you know, to visit Cleveland's winning streak, 17th Street, as we talk on live 8 to 10 every Sunday morning here on Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, that they've done it with relative ease. There haven't been a lot of barn burners. I mean, they've led
for almost every inning of this streak. They didn't have quite the leading inning streak that the Diamondbacks had during their 13-game win streak, but they've done it with such relative ease. And I hear a lot about peaking too early, and I've kind of pinned that tag on the Washington Nationals because they've had such complacency. They're on the verge of putting away the Marlins, and congratulations to Stanton for hitting his 54th home run, chasing 61. I think that's something to be commended. But the Indians, they have the pitching. I think that the truth is coming out. I think that they played a lot of zombie baseball early, and they were able to bounce back, and they could take advantage of a weak September schedule on the verge of maybe sweeping the Baltimore Orioles. They actually get a Sunday night baseball game on ESPN. So, just craziness in Cleveland, but there's only one goal in mind. It's not getting to the postseason. It's winning the whole darn thing.
Yeah, no, and I was just going to say, the Cubs have quietly figured out a way to get themselves a three-game lead in the Central over the Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Go ahead.
That thing is far from over, brother. When you lose by two touchdowns and you're not even playing football against the Milwaukee Brewers, the Cubs are in some trouble.
No, and I don't disagree with you. I agree, but it does seem like they have gotten themselves to a certain point where they're at least playing better baseball, a little bit more confident baseball. Not quite that of what the Cleveland Indians are playing, obviously. We know that. But my point is that, for a long time I thought there was a really good good chance that the Cubs weren't going to make the playoffs. I do think they find a way to get themselves into the playoffs, whether it's being the wild card spot or winning the division. The bottom line is I do think we're going to see both of those teams back in the playoffs, and to a certain degree it's kind of good because they do have some good players on the Cubs. It's just they haven't played the greatest baseball throughout the season. Maybe they're also fortunate that they're in a division with the Brewers and the Cardinals and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati that aren't really able to compete necessarily with them on a day in and day out basis. And with that being said, man, I'm a Brewer fan, so I'm really proud of what the Brewers have done. I think it's maybe a year or two before their time or before I thought they'd be there. But at this point, they got as good a shot as anybody, right? So just keep playing decent baseball at this point. Keep fighting to beat those Colorado Rockies or the Cubs and figure out a way to get in the tournament. I guess that's what we always say, right? You just want to get in the tournament and figure out a way to be able to keep playing baseball. So if the Brewers can do that, more power to them. I give a slight edge and a nod to the Cubs at this point, but we'll see what happens, Jeff. As you know, man, we got to play the games, right?
Well, let me tell you something. That Central Division champion, assuming everything holds, the Dodgers hang on to the best record in the National League at the very least. So they're going to play the wild card winner. So
and that's that's within jeopardy now too. When you look at it, because the Nationals only 5 games back, and with the way that the Dodgers are playing, man, anything is possible.
Okay, so I'm going on the assumption that everything holds up and that you're going to have the Central Division champion playing the Washington Nationals. That organization has never won a playoff series. Dusty Baker's won a few playoff series, but he's found ways to screw it up, and I think that until the Nationals win a playoff series, you cannot take them seriously as a world championship contender. So I think that that's an easy way in, whether it's the Cardinals, the Brewers, or the Cubs, and they all play each other over the next couple of weeks. So
right.
The truth will be told in the National League Central Division. Whoever plays the Nationals, I think, has a mental advantage going in because of the organizational woes and the dysfunction of Dusty Baker managing teams in the playoffs.
With that being said, do you think anybody wants to see the Arizona Diamondbacks? I know that they've lost a couple games in a row now, but truth be told, with the pitching staff that they have, they can go 4 deep. Let's be honest, Jeff. So do you think anybody is fearing seeing the Arizona Diamondbacks come playoff time?
Well, I think that they look pretty hot right now, and I think that's a scary thing. I don't believe in their pitching rotation quite as much as you do.
I don't believe in their relief. I believe in their starting pitching. I don't believe in their relief.
I don't think there's much there after Greinke and Ray. I think that if you have to throw Pat Corbin in a playoff game, I think that if you have to go deeper into that rotation than the top two, then the Diamondbacks are in some trouble. So, I mean, they're in a situation where they're going to have to win 2 games, and with that wild card game, they're not going to be able to set their rotation for a series the way that they would be if they won the division.
Okay, but if you get that home game, what do? You throw Greinke out there? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, they do have the luxury of being so far up in that first wild card spot that they get the home game. So, yeah, I mean, you have to get into the tournament. So if Greinke is available and properly rested, he's the guy for sure.
Or otherwise, are you feeling okay with maybe Godley or Granke, or I'm sorry, Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray would probably be my guy that I'd throw out there, and I'd probably hold on to Granke for game one, potentially with the Dodgers or Nationals. That'd be the way that I'd go about it. Again, that's all based on availability. We all know that, right?
You could do that. You could definitely do that. And, you know, when you're looking at going up against Scherzer or Kershaw in game one, you know, you don't have to win game one. If you win game two, it's the same thing as winning game one. So I think that it's going to be exciting. And I think that you pitch the best guys that you could throw out there, you know, and look at the big picture to try to win the whole thing.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be so terrible if the Nationals wound up finding a way to have the best record. And you know what? Maybe the D-backs play them instead of playing the Dodgers. Who knows? Anyways.
How about Scherzer versus Granke in that game? I'd love that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a lot of good matchups that we potentially could see come playoff time. Anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We will be back on the other side. Obviously, we're going to continue talking about sports. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side, foul ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half.
All righty, everybody. A little George Strait. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Jeff, we have somehow figure out a way to go about 40 minutes or so into the program without talking about the NFL, which we all know is king when it comes to football. It got kicked off for us on Thursday night. The New England Patriots went up against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll tell you what, very impressed with Alex Smith, very impressed with the game plan, very impressed with that Hunt kid, very impressed with Tyreek Hill, just very impressed in general with what Kansas City did on opening night against the New England Patriots in their house. And then on the other side, obviously, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and those guys, the arrogance once again came out and showed all over the place, going forward on fourth down a couple of times. I'm sorry, but I'm glad when stuff like that backfires on people, especially when you did it in the positions that they were in when they were doing it. So ultimately, man, I'm very excited about the potential of what Kansas City can bring to us this season. And I know that they lost Barry. Obviously, that's going to be a big-time deal for them moving on throughout the season. But the offense, Alex Smith, not ready to let Patrick Mahomes be the guy to take over for him quite yet. So very impressed with the ceiling of what the Kansas City Chiefs may be able to bring this season.
Well, as they say in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the ceiling is the roof. I have a new rooting interest in the National Football League. I don't often root for individuals. I don't play fantasy football. But I have this rare thing happening where Kareem Hunt from Willoughby South High School in Northeast Ohio, just 20 minutes outside of Cleveland, really the first blip on the NFL radar to come out of my high school. Kareem Hunt, he gets his first carry. Patriots make a good play. They strip it away from him, and I'm sick to my stomach because I'm just watching more so for the debut of Kareem Hunt than to watch the defending champions take on the Kansas City Chiefs at home, and he bounces back. And, you know, I think that everybody stated that fumble like it was the end of the world, like it was comparable to Brett Favre's father dying the morning of Monday Night Football against the Raiders. And, you know, he just shook it off. He got back out on the field, and he had just an absolutely epic night. And when you talk about Patrick Mahomes, I believe I predicted last week on this very weekend edition program that Mahomes was going to be your surprise quarterback. But you see this thing with Alex Smith. You saw it in San Francisco when they drafted a guy named Colin Kaepernick, that once he's got that fire burning on his rear end, he kind of steps it up a little bit. Maybe it's a little bit Andy Reid. Maybe it was Jim Harbaugh there. But Alex Smith kind of looks like a different person. You know, they went vertical. He's a dink and dunk guy by reputation. And they went deep. They went deep to these speedy running backs that they have these non-traditional numbers, like number 10, Tyreek Hill, number 13, DeAnthony Thomas. And they just got it done. I think the difference in the first half and the second half, because the Chiefs were losing at halftime, was that Justin Houston decided to show up and play football in the second half and really become Tom Brady's nightmare. I think that Brady might just be out of bullets in the weapon that he's using.
Well, look, let's not
short on, and I'm not getting caught speeding here. I'm just saying he's a little shorter on weapons without Edelman on the field, trying to make it happen with Danny Amendola and Mike Gillisley, who actually did look good. But I think that there's just not as much there for the Patriots as we might have seen in the 3 years past where they won two Super Bowls.
No, that's true. And I think that many times we've seen them not have a lot of pieces, and then all of a sudden they put things together as well. So it is week one. I think we got to obviously understand the fact that Tom Brady, Belichick, they will figure things out. And I think that more what I saw from Brady was a little bit more panic than what I'm used to seeing with him. You know, he was getting rid of the ball a little bit quicker than usual. Some of his passes were off a little bit. Some of the timing with his receivers was off a little bit. And yeah, he had Edelman, but the truth is, you know, he made Edelman a great wide receiver too. So the two of those guys worked well together. They had good familiarity together with each other. I think that that's something that, you know, is lacking right now. And just give those guys a few weeks. They will figure things out. Brandon Cooks, he had that one nice pass to him throughout the game. They'll figure things out. We can never count Belichick and Brady out, and especially after week one. So a lot of good games. So obviously, you know, week one, I think it's kind of more about, you know, kind of feeling things out to a certain degree. But there are some decent matchups today. You know, you have the Arizona Cardinals. Let's stay here right in our hometown. And obviously the Buccaneers and Dolphins will not be playing because of Hurricane Irma. We do know that that's going on. So anybody that potentially is listening to us in Florida, we obviously, our hearts and prayers and thoughts are all with you. Be safe. Stay out of the storm's way. And, you know, I've been watching so much coverage on that, Jeff. I don't know if you have as well, but obviously – That's a pretty scary situation. So, again, thoughts and prayers. We're wishing everybody to be safe there in Florida. And if you are there, just stay hunkered down, you know. And if you didn't get out, obviously, just do what you can to stay safe, because we are obviously thinking about you. And it's not that we've forgotten about the people in Texas either. We're still thinking about them as well. And, you know, Mother Nature has a real way of coming out in different ways. And these hurricanes are absolutely unbelievable, man, and they're very scary situations for a lot of people that are in the Florida area. So our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with those people. But that, just speaking of that real quick, how difficult is that going to be on these guys when you think about it, the Buccaneers and Dolphins? They're going to have to play straight through, no bye weeks for those guys. How much of a disadvantage is it for them, Jeff?
It's an extreme disadvantage. I think that one of those teams actually has to go to London, and they don't get that requisite bye week after the London game. So that's going to definitely factor in. But what can you do? You know, you don't want to push the Super Bowl back to February 14th. So you got to get these games in. It's not like baseball where some games can be rendered meaningless. You got to play them all. And it's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing, and I don't want to sound selfish from a sports perspective. It's disappointing that we won't get to see Jay Cutler's debut with the Miami Dolphins for another week, and the progression of Jameis Winston going forward. I'm really going to have a void in my week one schedule without seeing those two Florida teams. But on the note of the hurricanes, and I'm not insensitive to the fires and the earthquakes. I mean, Mother Nature is just kicking America's rear end over these last couple of weeks, and it happens at the end of every summer. You know, if you use the New Orleans Saints in 2005 as a precedent, you know, they had to play a home game at the Meadowlands against the Giants. They played games in San Antonio. They played games in Baton Rouge, and it was really dysfunctional. So let's see what this storm does to their facilities, and if it wrecks their lives more than just for this week, if there's a lot of rebuilding, which there obviously is going to be, at least on the West Coast, on the Gulf Coast of Florida. So, you know, really tough times for them. It could really affect them. I mean, that Saints team that struggled in 2005 came back to go to the NFC Championship against the Chicago Bears in 2006. So the talent was there, and maybe just the mental aspect that those players weren't all the way there in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. So let's see how the Texans react. Let's see how the Dolphins react. Let's see how the Buccaneers react. You know, I'm not sure how Jacksonville is affected by it, but, you know, it's really, you know, I have a lot of friends from the Midwest that moved to Florida, and they spend their entire lives trying to get to Florida, and 185 mile an hour wind gusts aren't enough to force them to evacuate. I think that sometimes you got to drop your pride, and you got to, you know, leave everything you have behind to make sure that you survive to see tomorrow. And, you know, for the people that stayed in Florida, I just hope as this weekend goes on that that your decision to stay doesn't come back to bite you.
Well, and, you know, some people, you got to give them credit that they are staying, because some of them obviously have to stay with whatever their jobs may be if they're in the hospitals or whatever. So
first responders, those things, kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously some people have to stay, and they'll get there as soon as they possibly can, you know, as this thing kind of clears up and people can get there. But obviously, again, just hearts and prayers and thoughts with all those people in Florida. Still our hearts and thoughts and prayers with those people in Texas. As we know, they've got a long way to rebuild, and they're going to have the same situation here in Florida. Going to be an unbelievable storm. So just continue to stay covered, stay safe, and do what you can to keep letting people know that you are safe if you are in the midst of that. But we do have a lot of games to talk about today, Jeff. And I'm pulling for the Dolphins, and I'm pulling for the Buccaneers this year. I'm a huge Packer fan, but I'll tell you what, man. I'm absolutely pulling for those two teams to have very successful seasons, even though Jay Cutler's the quarterback for the Dolphins. I'll forgive him, forget that whole situation. But ultimately, I do want to see those teams have some success this season. Some marquee matchups today, the Cardinals and the Lions. I think that's an interesting one because you got two teams that last year, obviously, Lions made the playoffs. The Cardinals, they didn't make the playoffs, but obviously have a lot of hopes and dreams to get themselves back there with Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald, B.A., and David Johnson, obviously some of the stars from this team. But ultimately, probably the last run for these guys all together, too, when I'm talking about B.A., Carson, and Larry Fitzgerald. But your thoughts, Cardinals on the road in Detroit, in Motown, first week of the season. I think it's kind of going to be a tough game. What do you think?
Well, I do. I think that this is going to be a really tough season for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, year after year since they made that run to the NFC Championship and didn't really have a quarterback to put in that game, I think that my pessimism for the Arizona Cardinals has escalated. I like the Detroit Lions, but Matthew Stafford's got nothing to play for. He's already been paid. He doesn't have Anquan Boldin on the field. I think this is a toss-up game, but Arizona going on the road into the Eastern time zone doesn't bode well for them. And at the end of the day, I think that the Detroit Lions are going to hold serve at home.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree. I like the Lions today to get the victory. And I know that the Cardinals are a road favorite, which is very dangerous. You know, when you're a home dog, you really got to watch out for that. And Stafford got that big contract, right? Obviously, he gets that big contract. I think they're expecting big things out of him. I think Detroit is expecting to have a decent season. And by the way, we did get a tweet. Bobby tweets in, "Why does everybody hate Cutler?" I don't hate Cutler, man. I actually like Cutler. I'll be honest with you. I like him a lot because he used to pass the ball to the Green Bay Packers more often than he would pass the ball to the Chicago Bears. So I got nothing but love for him. So I think maybe you're taking my comments in the wrong way. The truth is I love Jay Cutler. And ultimately, man, I wish he was playing for the Bears still so that he'd keep throwing to the Green Bay Packers, Jeff.
I think that he just does not embody what the leadership role of a starting quarterback in the National Football League is. I don't think he cares as much as the fans would like him to care. I think when you talk to people in Chicago that were down at Hallis Hall and talk to him all the time would say that he's very misunderstood. But there's a lot of truth to that attitude. It's not the attitude that reflects the typical leadership that you would see from a Manning or a Brady.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. Look, I think that he's one of those guys that, look, man, he quit on his team several times. So it's not that I hate the guy. I'm just objective. So, Bobby, my fault for, you know, giving you the truth about people. That's just my job. My job here is to be objective about what I'm seeing on the fields, what I'm seeing in the arenas, what I'm seeing in any arena. So if Jay Cutler does something great, you're going to hear me say, you know what, Jay Cutler, maybe he's turned the corner. But until Jay Cutler proves to me that he's done that, I got to be objective and I got to be honest with you about what kind of player this guy is. And I've seen him quit numerous times. So be careful. Proceed with caution with Jay Cutler.
Hey, you mentioned the Chicago Bears are hosting the Atlanta Falcons to open the season. Atlanta obviously playing with a chip on their shoulder. Is Chicago going to be one of those teams that we're on 0-16 watch for this season?
You know what? I'm in a survivor pool, so I've got the Atlanta Falcons today. Again, I'm not trying to crush this guy, Bobby, by any means. But I hope he's not a big Bear fan. I hope he's just a Cutler fan. Truth is I've got Atlanta winning today because in my survivor pool, I thought that was probably the best game to pick. I know we got to go to a break, so we'll be back on the other side to wrap up this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, scrambles right. Now, winds up, rainbows into the end zone. It is caught. Yes. The fly to the end zone. Yes. Randall Cobb. Touchdown, Green Bay. Hail Mary answered again.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
No exam necessary. Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. And again, we are always live on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time. And we love thoughts. We love opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. And then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hour number one has flown by, Jeff. I think in hour number two, we're going to hook up with our good buddy Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as he got an opportunity to go out to Southern California and check out USC and the Stanford Cardinal. As we know, USC got it done, but we'll kind of get his skinny on the whole situation there, man. Just a big-time atmosphere, a big-time college atmosphere, and we kind of want to catch up with him and see what he's got to say about his great experience there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the West Coast games get buried. And by the way, we had a lot of Pac-12 after dark on Saturday night.
Yeah.
A lot of very interesting games. BYU and Utah, Washington State and Boise State goes to overtime. So lots of good stuff. Mike's going to be all over college football. Can't wait for the next hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Irma is starting to lash the Florida Keys with its eyes set on the mainland, where it will arrive soon. With what the governor, Rick Scott, has to say now, here's correspondent Sharon Reed.
He says he wants all of the people of his state to survive this, but that won't likely happen.
This is clearly a life-threatening situation. Do not think the storm is over when the wind slows down.
Hurricane Irma is now up to a Category 4 with sustained winds of 130 miles an hour. Already thousands are without power, even ahead of the storm's arrival.
Up the coast, the Carolinas making preparations still.
Irma will be hitting us here along coastal South Carolina at a high tide on a full moon, so we are piling on the astrological effects to this forecast as well.
South Carolina State Emergency Spokesman Kelly Golden, and this is USA Radio News.
Guys, all day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
More on Irma now. Floridians will start to feel the full force of the big hurricane soon. As the National Hurricane Center says, the eye of the dangerous, still Category 4 storm is about to start moving across the lower Florida Keys. The massive storm surge that will follow is what's being called potentially life-threatening. In many parts of Florida, residents are being reminded that if they have not evacuated by now, it could be days before authorities are able to reach them. Already nearly 300,000 people are without power ahead of the storm's arrival. The American Red Cross says it's prepared for Irma and its aftermath. Spokeswoman Nigel Holderby says plenty of evacuation shelters are up and running, though it's a good idea for people to bring some supplies with them if they're still on their way.
The evacuation centers likely won't have the cots and the blankets, but we're providing those light snacks and the water and making sure that people stay hydrated.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The death toll is now at least 90 after a major earthquake hit Mexico Thursday night, the magnitude 8.1 quake striking off the coast of Chiapas. It was felt as far away as Mexico City, where widespread power outages are still reported. Aftershocks have kept many people outdoors for days now out of fear of returning to weakened structures which could collapse. The Mexican president says the quake was the largest to rock that country in a century. President Trump is designating Monday as Patriot Day in honor of those killed on 9/11, as tomorrow is the 16th anniversary of the terror attacks that took nearly 3,000 lives. In a proclamation, the president said 9/11 was one of the most tragic days in American history, Trump noting that America's strength and resolve will never waver. Speaking of President Trump, Paula White, the megachurch pastor and spiritual advisor to the president, is shedding some light on her relationship with him. Mark Mayfield has more.
White spoke out Saturday at the Religion News Association conference in Nashville. She called President Trump a man of repentance, although she did not go into detail about what he had repented for. White also touched on her recent controversial comments about God having raised up Trump. She said she was a little fired up when she made that remark and now regrets having done so. Still having known Trump for over a decade and a half, White says she was comfortable calling him a man of faith.
And for USA Radio News,
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Andy Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. Football, NFL football, week one is here. It has come. Thursday night came and went, and now Sunday is upon us, as we all can know and want to love the whole season of football, man, oh man. I just, honestly, it just gets me going. My Green Bay Packers, I'm so excited for the season that may be for them. And obviously, just so many other things happening in the sports world. College football, Oklahoma, a big-time game for them on the road in Columbus. They get it done. No other real big surprises, maybe other than the fact that Arizona State goes down at home to San Diego State. And it's funny because, Jeff, I talked about this during the week on the local show. This Rashad Penny kid, I thought he was going to come in and have a heck of a game, and he absolutely did that, man. He was just a handful for Arizona State.
Oh, San Diego State always brings it, man. You know, Arizona State, Todd Graham, Rich Rodriguez down in Tucson as well. On their way out, the only question I think is whether their athletic directors wait until the end of the season or we get new blood in Arizona at the highest level of college football some point in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean, look, bottom line is I thought that this was going to be a very tough year for Todd Graham. I think that ultimately he's not the guy for the job, and I've heard mixed emotions from people here and there. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're just getting warmed up. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back, everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He is Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Jeff at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then also at By Jeff Rich. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And Jeff, I'm on my feed, and I'm going to give this guy a little bit of love. My buddy Jim McCurdy, who is at Barry University, which is out there in Florida. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but he is watching the live feed right now. He's safe. He is not in Florida. He's in Houston, which is good to know that he's not out there. And obviously, I just kind of like to give a shout out to him because he's a friend of mine. I know him. I know he's at Barry University, which is in Florida, and it's probably really tough for him to not be there right now. But ultimately, he's doing what he's got to do to stay safe. And again, we encourage everybody that is out there anywhere near what's going on, stay safe, get out of harm's way, and let people know that you are safe. But let's get back into football. We're going to hook up with Media Mike, as I like to call him here, momentarily, I'm sure. He's going to find a phone somewhere, and he'll get at us in just a moment. So we'll hook up with him when we do hook up with him. But, we do have him. Media Mike, man, oh, man. Just like I start calling for you, and then all of a sudden he appears. Media Mike from PacificTakes.com. Welcome in. You know, you got Jeff Rich. You got the Dorf Man. But we're glad to have you out there in Southern California as you were reporting live at the Stanford-USC game on Saturday. How's it going, man?
Going well. You know, it's a nice sunny day. It's about 78 degrees, little breeze, and the kids and I are walking up to the Rose Bowl right now.
See, wow. Mike, I'm picturing you walking down Crenshaw looking for a payphone so you can get on the air with us this morning.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit out of my element walking down Crenshaw. Yeah. Yeah.
So Mike, give us kind of the impressions of the atmosphere at a big-time college university with a major program like USC. How was that? What was it like?
It was unbelievable. You know when you go to big boy football. And last night, and let's not sell Stanford short of being a pretty good program itself, but USC, the way they do pregame, the way they come out on the field, you know, from the fireworks. We had jets flying over before the game started. It was electric, and the crowd was into it.
For sure. Pretty cool, man. Look, the game itself, Stanford obviously gave up too many big plays. USC, Sam Darnold looked to be a much better quarterback than he was a week ago. Is this kind of what we can expect from USC moving forward? And on the other hand, Stanford, like you said, a pretty good program. Do you expect them to rebound from a loss like this?
I expect Stanford to rebound wholeheartedly. Last night was the first time in David Shaw's illustrious career at Stanford that he allowed over 600 yards of offense. So, you know, you expect David Shaw to get back in the film room and take care of stuff. USC, I'm telling you, buddy, every time I look at Darnold, Brett Favre. He can get out, move around. Yeah, like I see a Brett Favre with Sam Darnold. And go ahead.
I was going to say that could be a good and a bad thing. And I don't want to put, you know, Dorf said that, you know, he was a different player in week one. When you watch Western Michigan play the big boys, PJ Fleck might not be there, but they're still a formidable program. They had a good game plan to defend USC early. And I think that USC just out-talented them and overcame. I don't want to put anything on the woes of Darnold as much as it was Western Michigan stopped him. And I don't think Stanford did a very good job of stopping him. And you mentioned the unprecedented numbers that Shaw's defense gave up.
Yeah, I mean, Darnold came out and he was 11 for 11. He was hitting on all cylinders. He was hitting his receivers. The run game was going. I mean, they were they were doing anything that they wanted last night against Stanford. Anything. Like it was incredible. And you know, the question I had for Stanford or for USC, were they going to be able to stop Bryce Love, the running back from Stanford? And, you know, Love got off a little bit. You know, he had a good game. You take his 70-yard scamper down the sideline away, SC kind of controlled him. And then they started blitzing more, and it just kind of changed the tide. And, you know, Darnold still was Darnold in the second half. You know, go ahead.
No, go. You go ahead, man.
No, I was just, you know, I think, you know, people had questions about Darnold after the first week, and I think most of those questions were because they had, let's see, Darnold had two interceptions. Darnold doesn't throw, like, multiple picks. And so I think it was kind of a shock for everybody to see Darnold like that. Last night put that to rest. Even though he had a couple of picks, he did what he was supposed to, and you know, you got to put him in the Heisman race. You got to put him in there.
Look, that's a classic case of a guy getting caught kind of looking ahead to the next week against a formidable foe in Stanford, if you ask me. And I was just meaning that, look, you know, when you go up against a team like Western Michigan, and I'm not taking anything away from them, they get jacked up to play guys like USC. Let's face it, man. Anybody that has an opportunity to go up against the big dogs when you're not expected to do anything, you're going to go out there and you're going to play your heart out. So give credit to Western Michigan.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say with Western Michigan, the other thing that, you know, like Jeff said, you know, they get up to play the big boys. Plus, they had all summer to prepare.
Yeah.
Look as much film. I mean, when you have when you got a couple of months to look at film and to look at tendencies and all those kind of things, and you're talented like Western Michigan is, yeah, you're gonna cause them problems. So, you know, what they did, what Western Michigan did didn't shock me at all. So
no.
You know, but you know, next week USC plays Texas, so there's another, you know, kind of tough test in front of them. You know, you don't know what's going to show up with Texas because they're kind of schizophrenic right now. But you know, the whole atmosphere last night, you know, being on the field at the end of the game, them chanting "We are SC." I mean, the crowd showed up last night, and I mean, here come the Trojans. right now, I mean, I know it's only week two, but, you know, USC's USC, and they got talent all over the field. And just watch this kid, Ronald Jones, Rojo, for USC. He is quick. He can go to the outside. He doesn't mind running between the tackles, and he can catch the ball. Let's just say he's a more slender Reggie Bush to me.
Yeah. That's the voice. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, that's the voice of Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. You know, he's part of the Dorfod Sports Radio team. We call him Media Mike because he was part of the media in Los Angeles yesterday for Stanford and USC. When you watch that game, and, you know, there were three other big games, I would immediately throw out Notre Dame-Georgia as a national championship-impacting game. But do you feel like you watched – the most impactful game when you look ahead to the college football playoff in Los Angeles, or would Oklahoma over Ohio State or even Clemson over Auburn maybe be more important in the big picture?
I would tend to say the Ohio State game was probably a little bit more impactful because you got two, what, top eight teams at the time going head to head.
Top five.
I would say that would be slightly more impactful than the USC game, even though, I mean,
well, I would say it's more impactful also because the road team actually won that game, you know, and whereas USC, the home team won, Clemson, the home team won that game. I think you're expecting that. I think I was expecting Ohio State to win. I thought it was going to be a tough fought game. I was not expecting Oklahoma to run away with it the way they did. So ultimately, man, out of yesterday's winners, I personally think Oklahoma was the big winner yesterday. Mike and Jeff, go ahead. One of you guys.
You know, yeah, I would agree as well. When you go to the horseshoe and you can pull off a win like they did, and you know, basically double up Ohio State in points on their home field. Yeah, I would give the nod to Oklahoma yesterday. So, I mean, Trevor Mayfield, holy smokes, what can you say about him yesterday? Just leading the team, and then at the end he comes out with the OU flag and sticks it right in the 50-yard line. And
yeah, but hold on. Now, that you bring up a good point. Baker Mayfield, that was – did you think that was over the top? I mean, was that going
no.
overboard? You don't think so?
No.
Jeff?
No.
I mean, if Ohio State had any pride, they'd have won the darn football game. So I'm fine with that. That's part of college football to me.
Yeah, that's okay. Part of college football. And to use a dorm term for truth to be told here, you know, last year when they played each other in Oklahoma and Ohio State won, Ohio State celebrated on the field after the game as well. So,
they slung their alma mater. They slung their alma mater, which they do after every single game that they play home and away. I didn't understand the media picking up on that and trying to make it a thing.
Oh, they only slung the alma mater. I didn't hear that part. Okay. But, you know, no, I have no problem with sticking a flag at midfield. It was a big win over a big team, and so be it if you want it on their field. Okay. You know, I don't have a problem with it at all.
I don't know. I think it's I personally, fellas, think it's like kind of like adding insult to injury in this case. And isn't what why don't you just go and, you know, you go in there, you win, and you go out, you win with class, you go out there and you celebrate with class as well. I don't know. I'm not necessarily a fan of guys going out there and doing things like that on an opposing team's facility, their stadium. I don't know, man. I think you just go and you win, and that's the way you prove that you're better.
I don't think you're going to see that at the pro level. I don't think you're going to see a Seahawk plant a 12 flag at Lambeau if they could ever win there. And you know,
no, but we have seen that deal with the Dallas Cowboys thing, right? Didn't we see that maybe a couple of years ago?
Well, we're talking about Terrell Owens, which is kind of an outlier in this conversation. I mean, he joined the Cowboys, so obviously there was, you know,
how long ago was that?
Like, 10, 15 talking years ago, but at this point?
Yeah. Look,
stadium's not even standing still. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it doesn't happen that much, and, you know, I'm not going to get all upset for, you know, kids, you know, these are young men, and they want a big game, and if they want to celebrate that way a little bit, I mean, it's not like they were, like, sticking the flag everywhere and dancing on Boomer Sooner and taking the Boomer Sooner thing and dragging it around, you know, the infield or anything like that. So,
all right, so real
celebrate
quickly,
it's one thing.
real quickly, give us your take on Arizona State, San Diego State. I said during the week Rashad Penny was going to run all over these guys. He did that. So what are you thinking about ASU right now, real quickly, in about 30 seconds or less?
In about 30 seconds? Well, I'm thinking Todd Graham may not want to check his mailbox at the office if there's anything pink in there. That's just shameful. They shouldn't lose to San Diego State at home the way they did. There's no excuse for that. I think they have better talent than that. I mean, the defense is young, but I mean, come on, San Diego State, please. Yeah. So
good takes.
You know,
good takes.
I'll tell you this: USC is going to rip them apart. That defense, when SC comes down, they're going to have 600 yards of offense against ASU.
Does Graham survive the season?
I want to say yeah, because when you
maybe we lost him. I'm not quite sure, but I don't know, man. I think he'll last the season, but I don't think he lasts next year. I'll tell you that right now. Anyways,
I'm with that.
Hey, we're gonna take a quick break. Do you want to hang with us, Mike, or do you got to run?
I got to run, bud.
All right, have a great day. Drive safe, and we'll talk at you later, my friend.
All right, take care, guys.
Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com joining us as he was in Los Angeles at the game, Stanford and USC. So keep it close, Jeff Rich, the Dorfman. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich.
You can't have it all by yourself.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. There's a difference in living and living well.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody. Just finished with our good friend, Media Mike, better known as Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. We want thoughts. We want opinions. They're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. If you got a take about a game that's going on, and it's obviously week one of the NFL, thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcome. Like I said, you can get at us on Twitter as well, at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then also check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Jeff, so there's a lot to get to and only a little bit of time left. I do want to mention this real quickly. I know we got a short segment here, so this is probably as good a time, if not any, to get this in. This weekend, we all got to obviously check out the U.S. Open that's taking place in New York. A couple of ladies from the U.S. got all the way to the finals, which was pretty cool to see. Madison Keys and Sloane Stephens. I actually shot Sloane Stephens a message congratulating her. She hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I know she will. So I'm waiting for her to get back to me, which will be pretty cool to hear from her. But I shot her a message. I said, congratulations. It's so good to see you fight back from everything that you've gone through and the struggles and all that. But honestly, man, how encouraging is it to see this part for the Americans and the tennis? We know that the women's side is pretty strong in general, but all women's semifinal. Obviously, the final was all women's, all American women as well. Just incredible the run that the Americans had throughout the U.S. Open, especially on the women's side. And then the only guy on the men's side that really made some noise was Sam Querrey, who I think is obviously becoming a very, very good, solid tennis player and a guy that can compete on a very high level. Just has to work on his consistency at this point because he seems to be a little erratic. One day he plays phenomenally, can beat anybody, and then the next day he struggles to beat guys that he should absolutely beat. So how encouraged are you about American tennis?
Oh, it's fun to watch Sam Querrey play Anderson the other day, Kevin Anderson, who actually did reach the final, and he'll go up against everybody's favorite Spaniard, Nadal, and you know, we'll have a Grand Slam champion, perhaps an upset, or perhaps kind of chalk if you take Roger out of the equation. I enjoyed watching Sam Querrey, but he's very inconsistent. I mean, I could even see it within the tiebreaker for the second set against Anderson. It was frustrating to watch. You know, he had that thing put away, and it just went on and on, and it was like the Atlanta Falcons all over again, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, he choked. Absolutely, bro. I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. You were obviously watching because he had big leads in both of the tiebreakers. The first set, I believe he was up 5-2. He wound up losing the next 5 points and then losing that tiebreaker 7-5. The next one, he's up 6-1, eventually does win it 11-9. But like you said, man, had so many opportunities to close the door and was unable to do it. Roger Federer, man, look, I think we were all disappointed that we didn't get to see Rafi and Roger go at it. We saw Delpo, and you know what? For one set, I thought that Delpo was going to make this a really interesting day, and then obviously Rafi got it going, and he just moved him around the court, taking the big guy's legs out, and that's what you see. And I think he's going to do the same exact thing to Kevin Anderson. Give Kevin Anderson a lot of credit. He's played fantastic. He's in wonderful shape, but he's not in wonderful shape when you have to chase around the kind of torque and spin that Rafi puts on the ball over and over. And Rafi can do it repetitively. He can do it for 5 hours straight. That's the kind of mentality that Kevin Anderson's going to have to bring to it. I know he's got a huge serve, and that can be obviously pretty devastating for his opponents, but Rafi's going to get it back. He's going to make him work. So ultimately, is he going to be able to outwork Rafael Nadal, one of the hardest workers to ever play? I don't think so. So if this goes four sets, I'll be surprised, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Looking for the sweep. I'm not surprised by that, but I'm not the biggest tennis expert, so I think that you said everything that I was going to say, especially about the women. You know, Final Four being all all Americans. I think that that's a big deal. I think maybe it gives some credence to what Andy Murray said a couple weeks ago. One of the other majors about first American in the final, and he specified first American male because women's tennis in the United States is as strong as ever without Venus Williams, or without Serena Williams.
Yeah.
court, and it's only going to get better. The only thing is, does Serena come back at the same level, and does she diminish the talent that we've seen in her absence?
See, I think that, that's, you know, the story now for Serena moving forward will be exactly that. You know, how does she come back after having a baby and this and that and the other? And we all know her, man. She's
well,
such
what's the precedent, Dorf? You know, how many women have had children and came back and were the same on the court?
You know, that's a great question. Not many, because usually they do it later in their career, you know, like Serena does. And then they figure, hey, it's just time to go settle in and be a mom, you know, and change direction in my life. But as we know, man, Serena's just not like that. I'm sorry, dude. She's going to be back out there. She's going to be competing. And I expect her wholeheartedly to get back to competing at the highest level. She's just that great of a champion, Jeff. When you're talking about Serena Williams, you're talking about maybe the best athlete, man or woman, in general. So I would not put anything past her. I think she can do whatever she puts her mind to. And I know her very well in the sense of what she does and how important tennis is to her. She'll be back. And I think she'll be back with a vengeance. So
I look forward to seeing her on the court in January in Australia. I think that that'll be really fun to see her come back.
No, absolutely, 100%, man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, it's all about football until we get out of here, and we're going to get to Where is Dorf's Money? So keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey, sports fans, you love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. The weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, @byJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, @DorfOnline, and check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man, so many storylines, obviously, with this season upon us now in the NFL. Whether the New England Patriots will go back to the Super Bowl, will the Green Bay Packers make it? They've got so much talent, and they've had such great quarterbacks for like the past 25 years. They've underachieved big time. How does Dallas come through? Speaking of Dallas, man, what do you think of the Ezekiel Elliott situation? This guy being let back into the NFL after the suspension was not upheld. He was able to play week one, we knew, and then there was supposed to be a suspension, but all that got taken away, and this guy's back until further notice. How do you feel about that, Jeff?
I don't think he's going to be suspended. I don't think that he will ever serve a single game of a suspension stemming from this incident unless he pleads out with the NFL and says, I'll take two games without making any noise. But he's not going to do that because that's an admission of guilt, and he refuses to admit guilt. And it might be because he's not guilty in this case. You know, scorned women, it's tough to take a side in this, because if you say that Ezekiel Elliott's, on the side of right, you're saying don't trust women. And if you're saying Tiffany Thompson, and the ex-girlfriend or one of the girls that he used to fornicate with, for lack of a better term on the air here. If you say that it's on Ezekiel Elliott, there's this stigma against athletes, perhaps black athletes. So a position in this case isn't necessarily a representation of anyone's feelings. As much as it is, everybody's going to just wait and see, because I don't think that there's a fair way to take sides in this argument. But I will say this, the precedent is Brady, just because he, dragged out and he ended up serving four games 2 years after the fact. With Ezekiel Elliott, this isn't an integrity of the game thing as much as it is protecting the shield and double jeopardy. And I think that he's got a better legal case than Tom Brady has for wronging the game on the field. Regardless of how you feel about Deflategate, he broke a rule, and the league decided that they had to punish him to overcome the relationship that Goodell had with Robert Kraft, which seems non-existent, though. He was in New England on opening night for the Kansas City Chiefs game as the NFL kicked off, and they said that Goodell had attended preseason games in Foxborough as well. So that's all behind us, and I think that this thing is going to drag out, and I think in the end that Ezekiel Elliott, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys, and the NFL Players Association are going to come out victorious, and Elliott will likely miss a game due to injury before he misses a game due to disciplinary reasons.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with you, man. It's kind of a sad situation, but it is what it is. And it just seems like, if the NFL tries to instill any kind of disciplinary action, it ultimately is going to get vetoed, because the player will figure out a way to take it to a higher court. And therefore, like this situation where they felt that it was an unfair situation for Ezekiel Elliott. Ultimately, man, you can twist and turn these things any way you probably want to turn them. But I do think that the NFL should have their own set of rules. I think the NBA should have their own set of rules. I think NHL should have their own set of rules. And I think you should be held at a different standard when you play for these different leagues or these different professions.
You know, and- it's... it's just so hard to negotiate that with the players because they're chasing money and they don't want to agree to these punishments, these disciplinary standards, so they leave everything unwritten that gives them the opportunity to do exactly what Brady and now Ezekiel Elliott have done. So it's a shame, but they're not going to, the owners don't want to lose football games and they don't want to bring in scabs to play games because they're nickel and diming over these setting rules for punishment. So it's all open-minded. If I'm the players, I want a set amount of rules. I want everything written to the letter of the law. So it's not at the discretion of Roger Goodell as much as it is. You go to the paper, you see what the punishment is. You see if he's guilty, you see if the punishment fits the crime. And then you dose out the games that are on paper rather than Roger just saying, four games, maybe six games. Let's see how I feel in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I guess this is where I'm going with this, man, is if you're a guy that is a domestic violence abuser in that sense, I don't want to watch you. I'm sorry, but that's just me personally. And I know that there are people that feel differently, but ultimately, I have no interest in watching a person like that go out on the field. That's just my personal humble opinion. And I agree with you, man. We got to move this conversation on. So let's get into some of the games that are happening today, because we can obviously talk about that until we're blue in the face. The Jets and the Bills, are any interest in this game at all? I think that the Bills win this game. I think the Jets are just that awful, but I don't really need to spend too much time on it with you if you don't want to either, because this is a meaningless football game at the end of the day.
Both teams are following the Cleveland Browns' footsteps, using the Philadelphia 76ers tanking model. And let's see if it works in football. Let's see if it works with the Browns first and then the Jets and maybe the 49ers, the Bears, and the Bills to follow.
Yeah, well, speaking of the Falcons, by the way, they got the Bears, and we'll see how they can recover after their Super Bowl. Obviously, they've got to be devastated to a certain degree. But as we all know, man, the best way to get over something like that is to go back and do it all over again. So, and at the same time, when you have an opponent like the Chicago Bears that you should be able to go and take care of business against, the Falcons, man, how do you see them starting out the season?
Really well. I think that they embarrassed Chicago. Who's Chicago's starting quarterback? Is it Glennon?
Yeah,
I think that 6.5-point line is perhaps appropriate, perhaps a little bit low, but I think that everybody's kind of got Atlanta and choking that Super Bowl in the back of their mind. But they're not playing the Patriots today; they're playing the 2017 Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I agree. So I like the Falcons as well with you. And like I said, that was my pick for my survivor pool, because you don't have to worry about point spreads in those situations. You just have to win the game. But ultimately, I do think that they should be able to beat the Bears by more than 7 points. Ravens and Bengals, Cincinnati at home, a 3-point favorite. The Ravens have all kinds of injuries, man. Flacco with that bad back and just everybody else that's kind of banged up for them. I like Cincinnati here, but I do think it's going to be somewhat of a low-scoring game, Jeff.
Yeah, the Ravens have a great defense. Cincinnati's got a good defense when they can have all their players on the field. I like Baltimore in a close one here. They're getting points. I'd definitely go with the Ravens.
Steelers and Browns, man, this one's kind of near and dear to your heart, but ultimately I think we both know what's probably going to happen here today. Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers are probably going to walk into Cleveland, Ohio, and they're going to wind up taking care of business most likely, but could it be tighter than people expect?
Well, I don't think anyone knows what to expect with Deshaun Kizer on the field. There's no doubt that the Browns don't have weapons. They're still really talent deficient, and Myles Garrett's not going to play on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
I think that he comes in as the number one pick, immediately becomes the face of that defense and probably the anchor of that defense. And, Carl Nassib's going to get the start at the edge rushing position in his favor. But lots of things to watch for with the Cleveland Browns. I would not watch for a victorious score or even a cover on this game. I think it's like 9.5.
I like Deshaun Kizer, by the way. I do think he belongs. It may take him a little while, but ultimately I think they made the right decision.
He might be the best rookie quarterback taken, even though he was taken in the second round behind Trubisky and Watson.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. We'll have to see how all those guys eventually wind up playing, because I think we all know that Trubisky will at some point get in. Watson, same thing. And then obviously this kid is obviously going to play for you guys there in Cleveland. Cardinals and Lions, man, real quickly, we did touch upon this one. I think it's going to be tough on the Cardinals. Lions playing at home and just a tough situation for the Cardinals to have to go on the East Coast the first week of the season.
I think Detroit shuts down David Johnson, forces Carson Palmer to try to beat you, which I don't think he's capable of doing against above average teams.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. But I do think it's going to be a wild football game. That I will say. Jaguars and Texans. This should be an interesting matchup. I like Houston to get this done, though, because of the lack of quarterbacks there with the Jags. But look for my man Leonard Fournette to have a decent showing here.
I don't know about Fournette, but, you know, Houston's going to be so charged up for this game, and that could go in two different directions. I think that ultimately, like you said, it comes down to the talent. Houston's got quarterback issues, but those should get worked out throughout the season. They've played without a quarterback for like the last 3 years now.
Raiders and Titans, man. I think that this is a better matchup than people are expecting it to be, especially with the Titans having a pretty decent defense and an offense that maybe will be able to take charge. Who knows? We'll have to see how that all shakes out with them throughout the season. But the Raiders obviously coming off of a pretty strong season last year.
I think both teams are on their way up. I just think that Oakland's on a different level as far as their escalation from mediocrity and being the dregs of the NFL. I think that Oakland's program's a little more accelerated. I like Del Rio to go into Nashville and take care of business.
Eagles and Redskins, man, this is an interesting matchup. You know, Carson Wentz obviously got kind of figured out toward the middle of the season last year. Cousins, a guy that you're expecting big things out of if you're the Washington Redskins. But I do like the Eagles, man, to get this one done on the road. I think they're going to be better than people expect.
I think this is a little bit boring. I think that most NFC East football is going to be fairly boring. I think that you have maybe 3-8-8 teams and the Cowboys a cut above.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Colts and the Rams, man. They have to do this without their main man, Andrew Luck. Tolzien's going to be in there. Rams got Goff, obviously, in his second season. We'll see if he gets a little bit better. I like the Rams here today, to be honest with you. I think that the Colts are going to struggle without Andrew Luck.
I think these are two really bad football teams.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe give it to the Rams because they're playing at home, but I don't trust Jared Goff, and I certainly don't trust your Wisconsin Badger Tulsi in there. But yeah, just a really lackluster game out there in the Coliseum the day after USC and Stanford play.
Totally. Seahawks and Packers, man. I think this is the marquee matchup of the day, along with the Giants and the Cowboys later tonight. But Seahawks and Packers in Green Bay, I think it's going to be a real test for the Green Bay Packers early in the season, Jeff.
I think it is. I have the Packers and the Cowboys as the top two teams in the NFC. I could go either way on one of those two teams making the Super Bowl. I think that Seattle's going to benefit from the rest of the NFC West just stinking it up. And I think that they'll make the playoffs and they might even have good high seeding. But I think at the end of the day, they're not the Green Bay Packers and they haven't been for a few years.
I think they're going to be better this year. I really do. I think that this is the year, man. I think they have so many offensive weapons. Hopefully the defense can be average or a little bit above. And I think
you're talking about the Packers.
Yeah. And I think that the Green Bay Packers will be a very, very tough team to play this year. Panthers and 49ers, real quickly. I like the Panthers here, obviously, to get it done against the 49ers. But with that being said, 49ers do have a solid defense. So I think it's going to be tough on the Panthers and Cam Newton today.
I think Kyle Shanahan surprises everyone everywhere he goes. I like the 49ers straight up with Brian the Destroyer Hoyer at quarterback.
Wow, interesting. Giants and the Cowboys in the Sunday night game. As we all know, Ezekiel Elliott is able to play. The Giants have kind of had their number, though, so will it continue?
I think so. I like Eli Manning playing in the Jerry Dome. The Cowboys just can't seem to win on the big stage against Eli there. So I like the Cowboys, again, to win the NFC perhaps, but not on Sunday night, not with these Giants coming in.
Saints and Vikings on Monday night. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Obviously, Adrian Peterson going back to his home where he played for a long, long time. Going to be a little bit of I think he's got revenge on his mind. How about you?
I think that the Vikings need to, kind of row the boat there until Teddy Bridgewater can come back. They're going to be a mediocre team. I like New Orleans going on the road in this one.
Chargers and Broncos, the other Monday night game, should be interesting. The Broncos, they've got Brock back. That's all I can say.
Oh, that quarterback situation that Peyton Manning left behind. I like the Broncos just because I think that as much as Rivers is good, I think the rest of the Los Angeles Chargers stink.
All right, man. So we're going to have to take another quick short pause for the cause, and then we'll be back, obviously, to wrap this thing up. So keep it close, everybody. Final thoughts and where's Dorf's money at coming up here in just a moment. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment for today's program that has absolutely flown by. I got to thank our good buddy, Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com for joining us on the program today. And then I want to give you where Dorf's money's at today real quick, Jeff, and then we are going to give our parting shots as always. But always check us out. We are live every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. And my money today is on the Philadelphia Eagles -2, and then I've got a bonus one for you as well. Take the home dog in the Detroit Lions today against the Arizona Cardinals. All right, Jeff, your parting shot for the day, my friend.
Well, obviously, I want the Cleveland Browns to play well in their opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Deshaun Kizer's debut. But the focus is on Major League Baseball at this point. The Cleveland Indians have won 17 straight, as I talked to you on a Sunday morning. And I hear this thing about peaking too early. When are you supposed to peak if you can't peak in September to get ready for October? So, room for the Indians the rest of the way. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hey, they're going to lose. We all know that sooner or later. You obviously don't want them to lose in the playoffs. You want them to just play really, really strong baseball at that point. My parting shot is about the U.S. Open, man. It's been awesome. It's been fun. It's been so cool seeing the women of the American side just go out there and play fantastic tennis and obviously get an all-women's semifinal and all-women's final. And then on the men's side, man, Rafi, get out there, kick some butt, because that's what I'm expecting you to do. And then, obviously, Green Bay, baby, let's go. We're out of here. It's Dorfon Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.